During a trip to New York last fall, I accompanied some East Coast relatives to a giant shopping mall in New Jersey. I fully expected to spend the day wandering the corridors and clothing shops when what to my wondering eyes did appear but a jungle of plants that were surviving and thriving in the midst of athletic jerseys, jewelry kiosks, and junk food. The place was called Mother Nature's Gifts, and it sold many varieties of only one item, tropical tillandsias plants. Often called air plants because they don't need soil for survival, they are members of the bromeliad family and are native to Latin American countries. However, they seem to be quite happy in Jersey under the tender, loving tutelage of Donna and Michael. These energetic seniors gave me a brief history of their botanical backgrounds that included international travel in search of orchids and a decision to settle on the East Coast and raise a variety of jungle plants that don't demand lots of attention, but certainly pay back with myriads of attention-getting blooms. They gave me a handy info card that told me all about air plants, including the following facts. Air plants are commonly called that because their leaves trap water and nourishments from the air rather than soil. Consequently, if you grow them as houseplants, they'll do best if submerged in water once a week for at least 15 minutes. Also, be prepared to spray them occasionally if they're in very dry conditions, such as a heated house in winter. The more moisture you provide, the more blooms and offsets or new plants you'll have. A monthly meal of orchid food mixed with their bath water will help them present their best blooming efforts, and some early morning or late afternoon sun will be an added benefit for blooms. Don't give them direct midday sunshine, or they will begin to dehydrate. But by the same token, don't keep them damp. They like a drying out period to stave off mold or mildew. Air plants will repay your efforts by producing bright blooms of many color choices. Following this blooming period, the plants will produce several offshoots called pups. They usually form around the base of the mother and can be separated after they've grown to nearly half the size of mom. To separate, simply break off the pup or even a group of pups at the roots, kind of like pulling a banana off a bunch. Since these plants are so dependent upon water, it's important to provide the best possible H2O to keep them happy and healthy. Salt water is definitely a no-no. Chlorine will be tolerated, but you'll get more offsets and blooms without chemicals. Rainwater, well water with no softener chemicals, or spring water that is sodium-free is best for your tillandsias plants. Since you'll apply it by spraying, a pure, healthy bottled water supply should last quite a while. We are fortunate in that we have our own well and have no need of water softener, so fresh, healthy water is readily available. When I visited the tillandsias growers in New Jersey, they told me their top seller was a 7-plant combo called Jungle in a Box. If you'd like to try your hand with a single air plant, now would be a good time to check your local nursery or even a large supermarket where the floral sections sometimes offer tillandsias as a bright spot to enliven your winter gardening doldrums.